This was December the 12th, 1975. Srila Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, and I'd been with him about 2 weeks at that point. So during his massage, Srila Prabhupada heard a letter from Jai Sachinandan Das in Los Angeles, which was written on behalf of a group of brahmacharis. In every ISKCON temple in the world, the assembled devotees offer their obeisances to the deities each morning as the Govinda prayers loudly play. George Harrison recorded it, and Yamuna Das, he sings the mantras. Disturbed by this custom, Jai Sachinandana quoted Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as well as Srila Prabhupada himself, that if a brahmachari hears and is attracted to a woman singing, it is a subtle fall down. In light of this, he wrote, many of the brahmacharis approach the temple president to see if it would be possible that when the deities are greeted in the morning, that instead of listening to Guru Das Maharaj's former wife singing the Brahma Samhita prayers, we could listen to your divine grace rather than hear a woman sing. He did not want to change the tape because it has been a standard thing in ISKCON since 1970. So requested by many devotees, I am inquiring from your divine grace if we could play a tape recording of you singing instead of a woman when the deities of Rukmini Dwarkadish are greeted in the morning. I'm sure that the devotees would be enlivened to hear you instead of electric guitars, the London Symphonic Orchestra, etc., etc. Srila Prabhupada was not pleased. He said that constantly changing is our Western disease. His reply was short and direct. No, you have made some discovery. All along you have been hearing the recording of Jamuna Dasi, and now you want to change. It is not ordinary singing. It is concert. Many people are singing, so it is not bad. Just like Sankirtan, many voices are there, men and women. So it is the same thing, Sankirtan. I approve of it. Here in the Krishna Balaram temple, we are hearing the same recording every morning. So if it is good here, why not there? So there. You can refer to the previous acharyas, but, you know, how you want to use their quotes, that's another thing. It's interesting that he was quoting Prabhupada himself, or Prabhupada had started that tradition of hearing the Govinda prayers every morning, and he liked it very much. So later on January the 7th, 1976, we had gone to Nellore in South India, and there was a conversation with Anandamayi Das. He's a French devotee who's stationed in Hyderabad. He's still there, even now. He wanted to clarify, this was on a morning walk, he wanted to clarify what seemed to be an apparent contradiction concerning the falling down of devotees and the eternal nature of devotional service. He asked, a devotee who has tasted the nectar of the lotus feet of the Lord can never forget it. Does that mean that his journey in the material world is about to finish? Prabhupada didn't answer himself. Instead he said, answer somebody. So Mahamsa replied, He falls due to certain offences, but afterwards, by the mercy of a pure devotee, he can come back. Because he has tasted the nectar of devotional service, he may try to enjoy the world for some time, but afterwards he will be fed up again and come back. Tamal Krishna Maharaj added, there is a statement in the Bhagavad Gita that if one is engaged in the service of the Lord, even if he falls down, he is to be considered saintly. And Prabhupada agreed, yes, if it is accidental. If it is purposefully, then he is not saintly, he is an offender. Another devotee wasn't certain what accidentally meant. Prabhupada elaborated, accident. It means he had former habit, and unknowingly he has done something wrong. That is accident, and that is explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Not purposely doing wrong. That is aparad. Namnad balad yasya hi papa budhiyam. So if it's accidentally due to some bad habit, not quite gotten over, then it's excused. But if it's purposefully done, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that becomes an apparat.